My name is Sydney Redden, and I'm a sophomore at Holt High School. Today, I want to discuss a moment in history that I personally feel like is talked about a lot, but not in the correct light. Slavery and discrimination. Students today learn about discrimination and slavery as if it's over. Yes, slavery has been abolished for some time, but discrimination is still very real, and many people of color face it every single day. Not just people of color, but people of all races. My main focus today is people of color. I am biracial, and growing up with a white mom and a black dad has taught me a lot at a young age. I remember the first time I noticed it was in first grade. We had a Valentine's Day party at the school where the parents could come volunteer to help out. My mom came in, and I remember one of my friends in the class looking over at me and saying, "Is that really your mom?" I didn't understand what she meant, so my response was just, "Yeah." She said, "Oh." It made me feel weird, but I didn't really care. I was a happy 8-year-old, and others' opinions didn't bother me, even though it has stuck with me for all these years. From that day on, I would question my parents, asking questions about our color. They would always blow it off, but I started paying close attention. When I'd be out with my parents every once in a while, I would feel like people were staring. Sometimes people would, but for the most part, it was all in my head. It's kind of sad for an 8-year-old to have to walk around a grocery store and feel like everyone's staring at her. I can't say it didn't bother me, because sometimes it did. It was very annoying. There wasn't anything wrong with us. We were no different from anybody else. It wasn't just white people that would stare either, just people in general. My mom is from Park Hills, Missouri, a predominantly white town with very few people of color.
Growing up, I was extremely aware that racism was very prevalent in the town that I grew up in.
That's my mom, Deanna. For my mom to leave home to go with a man of color that was also 9 years older than her became a shock to the small town and her family. My grandparents were not happy about it by any means, but over the years, as they started to form a family, they got over their fears and embarrassment of having a drop of color in the family. That was all they knew. They didn't mean any harm by it, but it was just unheard of. Interracial couples were unheard of in their time. There's a million stories I could tell you about my family, but I don't want to drag this podcast on. Moral of the story is that kids today need a better understanding of racism. Yes, the school does teach you about the Civil War and how we got here in the first place, but most kids feel like that's long gone and down the drain. And it's okay to say mean and racial targeted things as long as it's a joke, even though it's not. Little comments have big meanings, so think before you speak.
Thanks for listening.